dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. It's time for another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for this Tuesday. Bo Pelini's press conference. We'll bring that to you in the second half of the show today. We'll start the show off in just a couple of minutes with Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. See if he can tell us what's going on down there. And we'll also be hearing from Stu Pospisil, reportedly, of the Omaha World-Herald on this morning's show to talk about the state football playoffs that get underway on Thursday. And a lot of area teams that look real good. Hey, congratulations to Nate Most of Giltner. He is the state's all-time leading passing leader. He broke Scott Frost's record. He's quite an athlete in Giltner, the number one seed in the D1 West. So a lot of good football. C and D gets underway Thursday. A and B get underway Friday. We'll talk about who's there, who's not, who's going all the way for the state high school football playoffs as well. Phone lines are open. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That's the number you need to know because Tuesday also means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And the phone, Debt Popper inbox, wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The NBA begins tonight. Woo!
Doug, I was going to start there because I was saying the luck of the Clippers continues. Blake Griffin busts his kneecap. He's gone 2 months off the start of the season. Just when you think your franchise gets a breath of fresh air, we can start this deal over, we can make a run, good things can happen to us. No. No. Blake Griffin done. Broken kneecap.
He's dunking, right?
Dunked a basketball. Like he's done 6,000 other times. Just amazing. The luck continues. Football game last night. Did you realize that the Philadelphia Eagles had 6 first downs and they're in the middle of the third quarter?
And we're winning.
And we're winning big over the Redskins.
It was about as bad as everybody thought it was going to be. And so was Washington.
Washington, at times, though, the defense flew around and looked pretty good. DeSean Jackson's fast. DeSean Jackson's really fast. If you got to catch him on the perimeter, that's no fun for anybody. You put him in Macklin, that's some speed. He's going to make a slow old quarterback look pretty good at times.
So there you go. That's what's coming up with the NFL. We'll head into another week Thursday. Our power rankings, a whole lot more coming your way as the Doug and Daddy Show continues this week. We'll preview Baylor, who's just not good either. And interesting. Huskers favored by 12. What do you think?
How can we be favored over anybody by 12? That's remarkable as well. No way. We just got beat at home by Iowa State. But I guess if you put it in the context, how many, has there been a number out there? Everybody tells me there's 4. I haven't went back. 4 or 5 fumbles inside the 5-yard line.
4 turnovers inside the 5.
So I guess you put those 28 points up, you look pretty, you win easy and nobody's,
Yeah, that's not that big a deal. And you still go, man, we had 4 turnovers and we found a way to win that football game. You could have said, wow, we had 7 turnovers and found a way to win the football. That's the amazing thing to me about the whole thing Saturday is that we could have had 6 or 7 turnovers and still won the football game and couldn't find a way to do it. So the Huskers are back to practice. There's not a whole lot you can say. What can coach say? What's he going to say to – you got to show results on the field now. It's like – here's the deal, Tony. On a local scene, congratulations to Jaden Schwartz, the USHL Offensive Player of the Week of the Storm. Right now, the Huskers are a little bit like the Storm. The Storm were so bad last year, nobody I mean, oh, yeah, that was a score? Okay. But it's not enough to draw people out there. But now they're winning. Now people are starting to get a little bit interested. Now people actually want to know, well, what's going on out there? I think that's where the football team is until they start performing again. And it's sad that that happened in a month. But because everybody was blasting Nebraska over the Missouri game, which they won by 15, this whole debacle started, you know, a week and a half earlier than it should have.
The record for turnovers, 7 turnovers, and to win a Division I football. Nebraska, if they could have somehow got a field goal and won that game 10-9, that would have been a record of all time. No one had ever had 8 turnovers and overcame them to win an NC Division I football game.
Well, thank goodness we didn't break that record, too, because we're getting rid of a lot of other ones. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll check that out here for you in just a moment as well. As we left the show yesterday, we mentioned that UNK has its highest ranking in school history in Division II, and they are ranked 8th. Well, then after the show, the regional rankings came out, and they're still number 6. You asked Coach Morris to try and explain that. We thought it was weird that Grand Valley, well, in Grand Valley State, who nobody, you know, you don't like either, they're 5th in the country, but they are 4th in the region. So it's strange. Like Hillsdale College is 22nd, according to the coaches. They're 3rd in the region, Hillsdale, Michigan. Minnesota Duluth, they're 6th in the poll, 2nd in the region. Minnesota Mankato, 4th in the country, and 1st in the region. It all comes down to Colorado Mines, who comes into the rankings this week at number 10, but I don't know how much that actually helps the Lopers, because if the Lopers beat them, then it's a loss for them. And Wayne State is 9th. Wayne State looks like they're in a lot of trouble after getting beat last week.
You know, every other year, Wayne State and UNO be rolling right now. Instead, they're taking steps backwards instead of helping Kearney, and now they're hurting Kearney, and that's not good. Obviously, sitting in the 2 position, you're thinking, hey, when we win out, or if we can win out, then we got home playoff games. First of all, if you're the 2, you got the first weekend off, then you would host a playoff game.
Well, I think I stated this on the show, but anything to get a home game, whether it's the first round or not, it doesn't do UNK and the fan base and Lopers. I mean, yeah, you want to make the playoffs, but as far as following, doesn't do it. Nobody's going to go to an away game. Unless it's at Wayne. I mean, it was not. Nobody's traveling to Michigan to go to a right. UNK Loper game that's not related to the players. It's just not. The point, you want to get in, you want to have a home game to have a chance. And that's where RMAC teams are right now. Outside of Shattering State, RMAC teams don't win playoff games. And the Lopers would have a lot better chance if they're at home. Hastings College goes into their bye week, up 2 spots to number 19 in the country this week. Volleyball, Nebraska down, here's one for you, down 3 spots. Nebraska's 15-5, lost to Iowa State Wednesday. Iowa State 17-3, beat Nebraska. Nebraska's 8th, Iowa State 9th. Again, burn your poll, coaches, because you have no clue what you're doing. This is the most predictable poll out there, Division I volleyball. UNK, well, nobody's losing ahead of them, so they stay at number 5. Concordia St. Paul, San Diego, Cal State San Bernardino, Central Missouri, Lopers, West Texas A&M are the top 6. UNK's Caitlin Heiserman, the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week, Cole Svek, is the Setter of the Week. And the preseason NAIA basketball polls came out last night. The Hastings College women are 4th in the country, but they're the 3rd highest-rated team in the conference. Defending national champion Morningside's number 1, Northwestern of Iowa's number 2, Davenport of Michigan's number 3, Hastings sets at number 4, and they begin their season this weekend. The Hastings women begin their season this weekend.
Not even November.
Concordia, by the way, is ranked 22nd in that same poll. Hastings men got 1 vote for the top 25, in case you're interested. 888-455-ESPN. We will effort Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal-Star. One other note here I think I wanted to bring you on Nebraska football. Usually the week before you find out Nebraska-Oklahoma, and you know we've been finding out a week ahead of the games when the kickoff's going to be. We do not know because the television folks, they get 3 times a year that they can say, we're not going to pick it 2 weeks ahead, we're going to just pick it 1 week ahead. And this is one of those times because, really, nothing looks very attractive in the Big 12. Here, we do know that it will be televised. 11:30 in the morning would be on Versus. 2:30 or 7 would be on ABC. The 3 games that are being considered, besides or with Nebraska-Oklahoma, Oklahoma State at Iowa State, and Kansas at Kansas State. No Texas schools at all are being considered?
And it's you put Nebraska, Oklahoma against those other two games, and that's what they're trying to decide from.
Yeah, they're not sure that we can have an ABC game. Right now, Oklahoma State, Iowa State has to be versus Kansas. Kansas State has to be I don't even know. The afternoon game in Nebraska, Oklahoma has to be the night game. So that's what I would think with the ABC doing that and getting ready for it. But we'll find out either. It's going to be next Sunday. They say maybe Saturday night. No, we'll find out next Sunday when Nebraska takes on Oklahoma, the home game at Memorial Stadium. So that's what's coming up next week. Bo Pelini's press conference coming up here in just a couple of moments. So we will also talk, we believe, with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. But right now we go to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal-Star, who, Daddy, you talked to Steve last night, and he says he has figured out all the problems with the Husker football program. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I'm a little late on the switch there. I had my ringer off.
Is there breaking news going on in Lincoln?
No, not if, I don't know, there's a huddle of guys around Brandon Kinney. I don't know if that would be qualified as breaking news.
Coach said yesterday after practice that they're going to be looking at starters, and everybody's up for grabs as far as the wide receiver position. Sip, we're in shock. Everybody's in shock this week. Everybody was mad last week. It seems like everybody's in shock this week. Put in perspective where Husker fans should be as we get ready to go to Baylor.
Well, I mean, I think you just go into the mode of, well, I actually said this last week, and I think you just got to kind of maintain this. And really, it's what kept me sane last week. I think you got to approach it now like a coach or a player in that it's a week-to-week deal. I wouldn't look ahead. I wouldn't look back. Every week is its own entity now, as we found out. And that's what the Texas Tech game actually taught me. So, you know, I just went into Iowa State thinking, you know, it wasn't a, here. I looked at it differently than I guess a lot of people evidently. I went into last week thinking I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I didn't envision that, but I certainly didn't rule out a loss. And I won't do that this week. I mean, I think you got to go into each week with a very open mind.
Sip, how big of a surprise was it to you that Green did not get a shot in the game last Saturday?
Big surprise to me. I thought, you know, and I don't want to dwell on it because I've written it six or seven times now, that I think he should be your starter. You know, I was writing it all last week, so obviously I still feel that way. But I thought for sure that you should give him a shot. But, you know, on the other hand, it wasn't Zach. Zach wasn't the issue. It's not like they necessarily needed a spark in that game because they were moving the ball much of the time. So in that regard, I wasn't shocked. I shouldn't even say, it'd be kind of misrepresenting my true feelings to say I was shocked, because I didn't really think about that until the end of the game, and then I thought, oh, yeah, they should have got him in there at some point. But I guess now I will be shocked if he doesn't play at Baylor.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for Bo Pelini's weekly press conference at Memorial Stadium. Steve, I've contended here that Nebraska's problems, pick any game this year that they have struggled, has been in the run game. What is the real truth about Roy Helu? Because Robinson looked okay except for the fumble. But what's the problem with Roy? Well, not what's the problem. What's the real story about Roy Helu?
Well, I mean, unless I'm misunderstanding the situation, he hurt that shoulder, you know, his right shoulder on that run against Missouri that everybody knows about at the end. Okay, he hurt that shoulder, and then against Texas Tech, he suffered a stinger, a separate injury. It wasn't, you know, I think it was unrelated to his original injury. So he's basically fighting through two injuries in his shoulder area, which is why he's in green, and which is why, you know, he doesn't, you know, what I see is Roy not exploding into contact like he had been before he hurt those shoulders. So I don't know. I don't think it's any, I don't regard it as any great mystery. What's wrong with Roy? I just know this. It's hurt him. I mean, they're, you know, I'll keep this brief. I don't want to go on and on, but, you know, when we talked in August, I said, you know, I like this team to win the North because they got a great defense, and their running game, I think, is as good as any team in the North. Well, that's gone. Now it's down to defense. Because I didn't envision at that point they'd be out without Castile and Burkhead, and Roy would be as limited as he is right now.
Since much has been made this week about the wide receiver position and the mix up there, who do you see rising on that depth chart, or is that even known at this point?
No, I think the guys that you'll see get a good long look are Tim Marlowe, Kyree Cooper, Brandon Kinney, and maybe I'm leaving out somebody, but those are the main guys, I think. I think I don't see, you know, and maybe that big tall kid from El Paso. Who am I talking
Brooks.
About there? No, not nope. Chris Brooks. The big tall kid from El Paso, that his name's escaped me. Anyway, those are the guys. Marlowe, Cooper, and Kinney.
Is Niles going to hold on to a job?
Well, I think so. You know, I just know what you know. I read Ted Gilmore's comments today. It still sounds like Niles is kind of the leader of that group, although he's had his problems. You know, he's also made some explosive plays, but he's obviously hurt him with some you know, muffing a punt. The play against Tech and then the play against Iowa State. But I'd still characterize him as the leader of that group.
Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ndamukong Suh was asked this after the game on Saturday, and I mentioned when people are looking for answers, more fingers started to get pointed, not necessarily by the team and the coaches. But if this keeps on, I mean, the defense is playing so outstanding. They've got to be going. I mean, is there already a division in the team between O and D?
No, I asked Carl that yesterday, Carl Pellini, and he said absolutely not. There hasn't been. He said if we do see it, it'll be squelched immediately. Carl, I think, was very sincere. I mean, it was a face-to-face interview, and I asked him that point blank. You know, have you seen anything? Is there anything there? Is there even a concern? And he said, you know, it's always a concern, but he said the fact is, no, I haven't seen any of it, and if we do see it, it'll be squelched immediately. I don't think at this point that's an issue.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Will Henry, by the way, Sip is that receiver.
Good call. Daddy, good job.
When you're looking at the offensive line, I thought Mike Caputo stepped in at center and did a very, very fine job. Hickman status right now?
Oh, we'll find out in a little bit here. I think I did talk to Barney after the game, and it didn't sound like anything major. And I didn't see that in our paper today. It might be in some other paper. But Barney indicated that was a pretty minor deal. In fact, his quote was, we just felt like a healthy Caputo was better than a banged-up Hickman.
Steve,
it's an ankle on Hickman. I think he'll be fine. He's had it. It's a nagging deal.
Steve, interesting email here from Chris and Carney. He says, who is the leader on the offense? Because we know who it is on the defense.
I think that's a big problem or a big issue. I can't readily say who it is. I think the closest you'd get is Hickman. And other than that, I wouldn't even venture to guess. I don't think it's your quarterback. That's who ideally you'd want it to be. I think it's there. To a degree, just by the nature of the position, but I don't think there's a lot of strong leadership coming from that position. And that's not even necessarily a rip on Zach. I'm just not sure that's his personality. That's the thing. It's not a rip on anybody. I just don't know that they have a real strong personality on that side of the ball like Joe Gans was.
Sip, I guess Doug and I bet lunch on it last week that I thought Cody Green would be your starter. Doug, I'm going to bet you lunch right now. Cody Green's your starter on Saturday.
There's no way. Sip, there's no way.
Well, I think there's a way. I think they're going to bat that around a lot more seriously this week. I think they already are. And again, some of it will be determined by how they practice, which we just don't know. But no, I've kind of leaned towards Daddy on this one, Doug, with all due respect. I think both comments were somewhat veiled, thinly veiled, that you know, they need a spark. If you think about it, Doug, I don't know where else he'd be talking about. You know, I don't.
Well, I got you. I got you. And I'll get Daddy lunch next Tuesday when we come to the press conference. So, you know, it'll be, it's nice if Tony's right
once
in a while.
I'll pitch in, too.
Hey, Sip, I know it's time to get in there, so we'll let you go, and we'll catch up again soon. Always appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, bud. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a break. We'll be back. Talk a little more Husker football. We've got some emails to get to. Love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coach Pelini's press conference in the second half of the show. Also, we'll look at the high school football brackets after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Fidelity Heating and Air.
Teamwork goes a long way in your quest for success. That's where the team at Pro Team Design in Grand Island can help. Fall's coming. Whether you're in need of athletic uniforms, hats, or shirts, for a reunion, team, or company, the staff at Pro Team Design will make your team, group, or organization look and feel their best with custom logos, embroidery, and much more. For that Pro Team look, outfit your team at Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island.
Let's get saving with Charter.
Let's stay home, have some fun.
All the best cable and internet.
Telephone too, and you've got a sure bet.
Save with Charter. Get digital cable with HD programming and on-demand now included free. Plus internet and telephone. Bundle packages start at $99.97 a month for 12 months. Call 1-877-SAVE-114 or visit charter.com/radio.
Limited time offer. Standard rates apply after promotional period. Taxes, fees, installation, extra. HD and other equipment charges may apply. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Pau Gasol with a lob to Bryant for a two-hand jam.
The Lakers and Clippers.
Catch all the action tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN Radio. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 60. South winds stay gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 30s as winds stay to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Bo Pelini's press conference coming up. We'll have all that for you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, quick reminder that Smart Stacks is now available in Dyna-Gro corn hybrids. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Want to tell you about the Dyna-Gro early seed reservation program. Commit to an increase of at least 36 units of corn. 20% down payment. You receive a 12% cash discount through January 15th. That's right, 12% early pay discount. That's equal to 26.18 APR discount. That's better than those other companies. 1-800-652-9298. Ask your local Dyna-Gro representative about the new Smart Stacks hybrids available for your farming operations today with Dyna-Gro. They're growing more and more acres planted this year to Dyna-Gro than ever before. They continue that year after year.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There you go. There you go. Douglas, is Kansas State really still in the lead in the Big 12 North?
I don't care. I haven't done that in a while. Oh, yeah. I don't care. Really, I don't. If it ain't Nebraska, do you care? I mean, do you care if Kansas State's north? That wasn't a shot at you. I'm just asking. That was just, do you care?
Would I like to see Kansas State play Texas for the Big 12 title? No, that doesn't do much for me.
No, this BS of Bill Snyder. That's what I mean by BS, Bill Snyder. It's BS of Bill Snyder. Ooh, they're really great. Dang. The only thing they're doing is finding out a way to win, which Nebraska can't do right now. We will pound them. We will pound them. We will pound them.
Now, what do you got going here for music?
You know what tonight is? See, you don't have a clue what this is. Your youth and your childhood just shows in your what you've got going today. I'll guarantee you your brother, who might be listening right now, knows what this is.
The Peanuts?
Tonight is the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Yeah, baby. Woo! Yeah, it is the Peanuts.
See, there's what I guess. Don't care.
It's the Peanuts theme. Tonight, well, I know. What do you got? CSI? I think it's being over. CSI won't be on tonight because of Charlie Brown. Now it's on a different network.
NCIS tonight. All those shows were replays last night.
See, live in a fantasy world. Live in a fantasy world. It's okay.
Great pump.
Can't be. It's Charlie Brown, people. You mean your dogs don't want to watch Great Pumpkin?
No, doubt it.
Having trouble efforting, Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald, so let's go ahead and get to the emails right now. This comes from Adam and Holdridge. Hey, guys, Doug, I understand you didn't appreciate the two-page manifesto I emailed you last week, so how's this for short and sweet? What the hell was that Mickey Mouse rinky-dink dog and pony show that we put on Saturday? Adam says, a few quick things I took from the game. Helu must be about 60% for him to not be playing when we needed leadership and experience the most. Robinson looked okay, but he appeared to be running in slow motion out there. And finally, why can't our receivers catch with their hands? Not to single out Niles Paul, since everyone seems to be picking on him, but a head-high pass should not be caught against your chest. If I see another receiver jump to catch a pass only to have it eat him up and bounce off, I'm going to kick a puppy or club a baby seal. Adam and Holdridge.
Yeah, you think as much time as they spend, you wouldn't need fundamentals to be taught at that level. But apparently they got to go back to basics.
Here's another email to Dave and Daddy. While I agree that Zach Lord cannot be blamed for all of the Husker problems on offense, he was responsible for three picks in this mess. His lack of leadership is very noticeable. Just look at the game plan. 10 screens and 20 plays to start the game. Now I know Watson has said that Lee did a good job of managing the game, but we don't need a manager. We need a quarterback. Managers work at Jiffy Lube or Kinko's. In pro football, when they say a guy needs to manage the game, it means he's a bad quarterback. It's time to pull the plug on Liam and give Green a chance to lead this team. Yours truly, El Conquistador.
Amen, El Conquistador. I'm right with you. You got to do something. But I would have thought when you chose to do something, you would do it to insert your freshman quarterback at home with your home crowd. Not at Baylor, which may not be the most raucous environment you're going to see all year, but still you're on the road, the Big 12. Don't know that that's all that great of a place to shove a freshman into a game and say, here's the ball, buddy, knock yourself out.
By the way, I accept. I will bet you lunch again that Zach Lee versus Cody Green starting Saturday at Baylor, 11:30 versus Network.
Perfect.
Okay? Everything's okay?
Yeah.
And I'm taking it up a notch next week. Because when you get on a winning streak, you take it up a notch. You press. You parlay. We're going to take a break. Bo Pelini will join us with his weekly press conference in just a moment.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Great news. You no longer have to go to the post office to mail letters or ship packages. All you need is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package without ever leaving your home or office. Uh-huh. All you need, your computer and printer. No expensive postage meter to lease. No extra hardware required. Plus, with Stamps.com and the U.S. Postal Service working together, you always get the lowest shipping rates available. There's no hidden fees here, folks. There's no surcharges, no residential delivery fees. Stamps.com even offers discounts you won't find at the post office. Okay, right now I've got a special offer. No risk trial, $100 bonus offer, free postage, $45 worth of it. All you have to do, go to stamps.com, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com, promo code Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 60. South winds stay gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 30s as winds stay to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, awaiting Bo Pelini to take to the podium, or the table as it is in Lincoln. And while we wait for the coach, we remind you that open 7 days a week, whether it's to go get the football gloves because it's getting a little cool, maybe they ought to supply those to the Huskers, the football gloves and some cleats, maybe you need some underlays, maybe you need to get a little bit warmer for football, maybe you're out and about watching the game, you need sweatshirts, you need hoodies of your favorite high school, college, NFL team. It's all right there at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Misco Sports open 7 days a week, late night on Thursdays, and of course maybe they're ready to get into basketball or wrestling season because, well, if you're not in the football playoffs and you're not playing volleyball, it's time to think winter sports. Misco's has basketball and wrestling gear from Nike, Adidas, Asics, A4, and a whole lot more. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Check out their selection of letter jackets as well.
Got Chase from Oxford on the telephone here, guys.
Chase, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How you doing today?
What's going on?
Oh, I just kind of worried about the offense, and I was just thinking, I haven't heard anybody mention about how many plays we have, and do you still think the team doesn't know the plays well enough if they're still thinking about it? We run so many different formations and sets, and we just don't have any consistency with what we do as far as that.
Daddy, no, I think they know. I don't think they're unintelligent. I'm not saying they all are straight A students, but as Coach Devaney says years and years ago, I need some players with some intelligence. I think you have some players with intelligence. I don't think that's the problem.
Well, Chase, I think that goes to maybe the first time all year we went to that I formation straight ahead, and they knew those plays. Which I mean, I mean those are the plays I think we'd have probably had some trouble with. Who do I block?
43 dive.
Yeah,
but we never run. We go to a different formation to run a play action pass. We run the ball well, but we don't stay in that formation and run a play action or a different play off of the same formation. So
we run a screen pass off of 38 formations. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. I don't understand it.
Chase,
that's all I'm saying. I don't understand what the whole system is supposed to do and what they're going to accomplish.
I think a lot of people think that. Hey, Chase, thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. Chase in Oxford buzzing us up at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Again, that's the whole deal with the West Coast offense, whether it's right or wrong. And again, if the plays are working, nobody's worried about it. If the plays aren't working, everybody, you know, again, plays work when executed, right?
Yeah, and you've got to go back and the West Coast offense is not the home run offense. It's a dink and dunk, time control, move the chains offense. That's what it was invented to do long ago.
By the way, you think Husker fan, you have problems? I can't wait for Joe DeMeo Thursday for FantasyPlayersEdge.com to join us. Here's my dilemma. We are in a league, Daddy and I are in the same exact league, where you cannot drop and add players. You have a draft, you have a second draft, and those are both over. So who you got is who you got. Tom Brady's my quarterback. He's on a bye week this week. So I have to go with one of my bench quarterbacks. Another one's on bye. Another one's Byron Leftwich. He's on bye anyway, but he's on the bench. So here's what it comes down to. Do I start Jake Delhomme or Jamarcus Russell? And you think you have problems, Husker fan. We're waiting for Bo Pelini. We're waiting for Bo Pelini to talk to us and Husker fans and the media in Lincoln for his weekly press conference.
That is wild. Where are your matchups? Oakland at San Diego. Not good.
And Carolina plays Arizona.
Who's... defense wasn't exactly forgiving for Eli Manning, so now...
Plus, my three coaches are San Francisco at Indy, Carolina, and Oakland. Yeah, five up top. That's right, five up top. There you go. So that's what's going on. High school football playoffs, we have not been able to effort Stu Pospisil. We will try him later in the week. It doesn't matter because we're going to talk to the real man, Bob Jensen, tomorrow. Huskerland Prep Report.
Also later in the week... keep your fingers crossed, but I think it's a done deal. Brendan Stye will join us as well, Thursday or Friday show.
Former Husker to give us a little more Husker insight. Again, I think we're at that point where you start talking to players about what's going on that are a little closer to the program. What are you looking at from a player perspective? Remember, here's the kind of the scary part. Again, we're waiting for Coach Pelini. Remember after the Callahan seasons, then the players would talk about just how hell it was? What's going on? What do you think they're thinking right now? This was not part of the deal. But again, most of these guys are Callahan players, so those five stars that we were bringing in.
Doug, actually, in efforting to get Brendan on the show, he actually told me something yesterday I found very interesting. And he said in blocking schemes. And we're talking about the zone blocking schemes, in which that zone read option, which Nebraska does. Almost every one of those players in blocking that tries to find, they try and get the best matchups, but everybody has to turn their bodies. Well, when you don't get your body back north and south, and those defensive players engage you, you have no choice. You cannot move them. It's pretty simple. When you're blocking somebody and you're going north and south, yes, you can move them because your power base is underneath you. When you're going sideways, he said that's what he thought one of our big problems was. When we're zone blocking, our players have a tendency to turn either left or right depending on what direction we're going. The defensive players engage them. Well, then you're at the will of that defensive player. He can basically take you wherever you want to. And he said, we got to get our body square, man on man, and get the power base back underneath him. He says, if you don't do that, then that zone read is screwed from the beginning.
Well, we'll hear from Brendan a little bit later on the week. We'll also be talking on the Baylor side of things as we head down to Waco to find out what the Bears look. Because, again, their season is... I mean, when Robert Griffin went down, they just haven't been able to bounce back, and it looks pretty bad as well. Well, while we wait for Bo Pelini to come up to the podium and begin his press conference this week, let's do some Troutman's Tuesday trivia. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Give us a buzz right now if you've not won in the last 2 months. If you've not won the last 2 months, you are eligible for the $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. So give us a call right now. We'll take your call on the air. And if we don't get a correct answer by the time Coach Pelini comes up, we'll have a new question after the press conference. So 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with? Hello, Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to line number 27. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, it's the same question for everybody today, so don't be mad because it's not football related.
Okay.
The NBA starts tonight. Name the four teams that were the final four teams from the NBA playoffs last year, the two conference finalists in the East and the West.
Okay, let's go. There was the Lakers. There was the Cavaliers. Maybe the Celtics and the Kings.
No, Mike, sorry.
Thanks, okay, thanks.
Thanks for trying. Call back, 888-455-ESPN.
The Kings won four games last year, Mike.
Wasn't the Kings. He probably misspoke. Let's go with that. All right, who are we chatting with?
Hey, fellas, it's Grant. How are you?
Grant, well, we need to know the final four teams from the NBA playoffs last year.
You got this, my man. It's Cleveland, Orlando, the Lakers, and, oh, goodness. Oh, I had it in my head. You know what? I blanked. I got nothing.
Grant, thanks. Let's go back to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN. We are looking for the final four teams to make the NBA playoffs last year. Your guess?
Cleveland, Orlando, the Lakers, and the Nuggets.
There it is. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brad.
Brad, congratulations. Where are you calling from today, Brad?
Kearney.
All right, Brad.
Hey Brad. This was my question. This team leads the Big 12 in total defense. Who is that team?
In the state?
No, it is Texas. Surprise! I would have went with Nebraska. Nebraska's the obvious
when
choice.
You shook your head, yeah, I would have went Texas.
I knew it had to be harder than Nebraska.
Hey, Brad, hold on. Derek will get your information. $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's Quality Meats. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Yeah, Denver against the Lakers in the Western Conference Final. Cleveland against Orlando in the Eastern Conference Final.
I would immediately say Celtics.
It was great during the break when I asked you that question, and you gave me that blank stare that you so often do.
Well,
I was just happy you got the Lakers right.
I went with the Celtics. I went immediately with Celtics, and I forgot all about Dwight Howard and the run they made last year. That was the deal. And then, obviously, the Lakers, that was easy, but no idea the Nuggets in that long run they made. But I remember the excitement. Now you think back to it, the excitement that was.
Well, we're ready now. Congratulations, by the way, to Brad and Kearney. Let's go to Lincoln, Bo Pelini.
Find anything on the film that surprised you about the game? Anything you could see while you were on the sidelines? When you went back and reviewed the Iowa State footage?
No. I mean, I thought we left a number of plays out on the field and left some things out there that were there and we didn't take advantage of. But no, nothing really surprised me. I mean, there's always some things, obviously, you see more clearly on the film than you saw during the game. But, it was what it was.
How do you address the turnovers this week?
Emphasis. I mean, which we continue to emphasize, and you got to put the ball away. You got to play cleaner football. You got to be. We got to get that aspect of it fixed, obviously. What was that?
Bad voice of a guy.
What do you see from Baylor just after the loss of Griffin? How has their offense responded?
You know, they don't change much what they're doing offensively, but. You know, obviously he brought a little bit different element to the game, but they just emphasize different things, and it has changed. I mean, that guy, I mean, he was a whole different dynamic in the game. This quarterback's probably a little more adept at throwing the ball, but he doesn't have the speed and athleticism that Griffin did. But, you know, what they do, they don't really change their offense a whole heck of a lot. You know, maybe a little less option, that type of thing.
Hey, Bo, after Dontrevious fumbled the other day, Keith Williams kind of got in his face a little bit. And I'm not saying that it was necessarily the appropriate time to do something like that, but is that a passion or a fire that you need to see a little more of maybe out of this team right now?
You know, you have to. You know, it's a guy trying to be a leader, but you got to do things in the right way and at the right time. And, you know, you don't point the finger, you point the thumb. And, you know, it's been addressed. And, you know, you do think, if you do something like that, you got to do it in the right way. And, you know, no one felt worse about that fumble than Dontrevious, who's, you know, playing hard. And, I mean, he didn't want to fumble. And, you know, You got to look in the mirror, and maybe, you know, anybody who does that, you got to make sure you look in the mirror too to make sure, you know, you better be playing perfect if you're going to, you know, do that. You know, I'm not saying you can say it's okay, And there's a time and a place for all those types of things. That wasn't the time and place for it.
What's your leadership been like in these two tough weeks, Bo? And is it kind of meet your standards or your expectations for those guys?
Excuse me?
What's your leadership been like in these couple weeks here?
Leadership, I mean, the effort's been there. The effort, the want to, the... I always look at leadership as, I mean, it's not about... it's not about barking up the, it's not about talking, it's about doing. And, it's about, making plays consistent, overall consistency of what you're doing. You got to take care of yourself first. And, as far as the leadership, as far as our work ethic, our want to, our attitude, that's been good. The leadership of guys stepping up and making plays when plays have to be made, that's the leadership that we need. And, that hasn't always been the case. It's been a guy here, a guy there. It's overall level of consistent execution. It's lacking, and that goes across the board with the football team.
Do you have
those
type of guys that can
make plays? Yeah, I do. They've done it. We just need to do it more consistently, obviously. And we need to keep giving guys the opportunity to step up and be that guy. And you're going to see some more guys, some different guys out there, and give them the opportunity to be that guy.
Can you talk a little bit about Don Travius, what he showed you Saturday, and has he emerged as maybe the number two guy now that Rex is out?
I thought Don Travius did some good things. I think he, it was really his first time out there. He did some good things. He also, he left some yards out on the field, too. He played like a young back. I thought, he played tough. He played hard. He didn't all, he missed some holes. He made some good runs. He did some good things. But he needs to clean up some, and which is to be expected, going into really his second game.
You just said different guys. Any specific spots you want to announce at this point?
Nope.
So when the defense plays pretty well, like they did the other day,
and you still get beat, do you tell those guys, hey, just keep doing what you're doing, or do you say, hey, you got to get better, you got to do more for them?
Yeah, that's always my attitude. It's a team game, and you only play well enough defensively if you score more points than the other team at the end of the day. If it's, I've always taken that attitude. It's not, you have to do whatever you have to do in any given day, given the circumstances, to win a football game. And we gave up 9 points. That wasn't good enough on that day, given the circumstances, given what happened. And you can't be satisfied. And even if you do win the football game, you can't be satisfied with where you are. There's still a lot of things to clean. Now, we're doing some good things defensively, but believe me, there's a lot that needs to be cleaned up. And, we got to get the for instance, on the touchdown, we got to get those things cleaned up. It shouldn't have happened. And it happened because we didn't execute and didn't do what we needed to do in that particular instance. And it cost us in the end. And am I saying that you're going to play perfect? Well, we needed to play a little bit closer to perfect than that given day to win the football game. We didn't rise to the challenge, and we didn't do it. And it's a team game. We got to have each other's backs.
Given that there's so much pressure on the defense, and especially with the way the offense has been playing lately, do you at all get concerned about the...
I'm sorry, Eric. I didn't hear you the first part of the question.
With the offense playing like it has lately and struggling a bit, do you at all get concerned about your guys on defense maybe checking out mentally a little bit just because of frustration or the difficulties of the other end?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that you can see. You got to be tougher minded than that. And, you can't worry about what's going on the other side of the football or, each game. I always say you got to respect the game. You don't know each week, you're going to have different circumstances, different things are going to happen on both sides of the football, and different challenges arise just by the sheer circumstances of each game, and you have, no matter what happens, you got to do what you do, and do it, and be prepared to do it at an extremely high level to make sure that you give yourself the best opportunity to win. You can't concern yourself with things that are out of your control or let it influence you one way or the other. You have to play to a certain standard and live at that standard, and not buy into worrying about what's going on. Like, you can't let anything else that's going on affect you and your mindset and what you're trying to get accomplished on, you know, when you walk out on the field. Does that answer the question? Okay.
Do you think this is a championship caliber defense?
We'll find out, you know, as the season progresses. You know, I think we're doing some good things. I like a lot of the things we're doing. I still get frustrated at times with at times things that hurt us last year hurt us again. You know, hurt us this year, meaning mental errors. Just doing something undisciplined that's outside of the system, outside of what we coach every single day. And I believe it's mental, and I believe it's undisciplined football at times, meaning not putting your eyes in the right place, just not doing exactly what you've been coached to do. And at times when you don't take care of yourself and that happened, that's creeped up and hurt us. And the things that have hurt us defensively, that's what's happened. And I have a very high standard on that side of the on all sides of the football. But you know, I see the things that have hurt us there. You know, it hasn't happened as much as it did a year ago, but it still has happened at times, and it frustrates me.
Well, where do you begin when you start to examine areas that can provide that spark that you said you need offensively?
Well, it's really across the board. I always believe, offensively, you got to be hitting on all cylinders front to back, and it's not one guy here. You know, it's not one guy here. You know, it's not two or three guys. It's, well, when it's creeped up and got us, it's you know, it might be a right guard here, or a left tackle here, or a wide receiver dropping a ball here, and a quarterback missing a read, a running back missing a big hole. Our consistency across the board, it has not been good enough to sustain drive, finish drives. And then obviously I thought we started rolling pretty good the other day at times, and then you lay the ball on the ground. You know, it's been one thing after another, and you have to have more mental toughness. You have to have, the effort's been there, but the detail and level of execution has not been there. And there's only one way to address it. That's to keep working every single day and bring the correct work ethic and the right attitude and focus to the practice field. And it's the only way. It's the only way to. You just got to work yourself through this. You just hope as a head coach that they're confident. You know, I tell them you can't buy into everything that's going on outside of here. You got to be confident. We've done it before. You can do it again. At times we've been very good on offense. We've been moving the football, doing very good things. But then we become our own worst enemy, and that's just consistency of execution.
You allow yourself to look at things that are outside the box of what traditionally goes with this offense, that have bigger packages, things that you wouldn't necessarily see in a time where just your offense is humming along.
Absolutely. You need to do that. And you need a spark, you need to find some things, and as you move along, you got to continue. You know, you can sit there and continue to try to pound a square peg into a round hole. But you know, at times you got to think outside of the box. You got to look at what your personnel is and what they've been able to execute, and continue to look for the best way to utilize their talents as you move forward. And that always has to be the case. Well, you know, whether you're even when you're hitting on all cylinders, you still got to keep looking for ways to improve. And now it just becomes that much more, obviously a bigger challenge to get that done.
Do
Well, you talk about the team going through the struggles they are right now and players having each other's back. How much effort and emphasis needs to be put on the team sticking together and not having a division amongst themselves?
I don't think it's not something I worry about. It's something that I think we have a lot of character. We have a lot of great kids in the locker room. And they want to be good. And they want to, obviously there's no one in there that wants to win. There's nobody in there that doesn't want to win. And that has not been a problem. There has not been issues like that on our football team. And if there was, I understand how to address that.
If along the same lines, you might not be able to answer this, but does it help at all that a lot of your defensive guys, like Sue and Turner, were here the year before you got here when it was, the table were kind of turned the other way when it was the defense that wasn't doing good and it was the offense carrying that?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it really a year ago. And, you know, in my mind, our offense carried our football team last year. We were a bad defense, or you know, up till mid-season or so, and kind of started to figure things out, started to move along, and gaining our identity, and it really didn't happen last year. I mean, you got to do what you have to do to win football games, and you persevere through the tough times, you stick together, and you hopefully become better and stronger because of it.
You know, you use the words tough-minded and mental toughness. Is this team mentally tough enough, Coach?
Not,
and are you surprised if it's not by now?
Consistently, we're not mentally tough enough. And there's a lot of things that go into being mentally tough enough. It means focus. It means, I believe, and I'm a strong believer in culture. And I believe the culture that I want to, my vision that I have for this football team, that process is well underway. I cannot proclaim that it is completely taken over yet. It is a process, and it's not something that happens overnight. And I understood that coming in, I know it's a process. I've been through this before, and I do not want by any means want to make it look like I'm making an excuse. Like, I believe we're good enough. And we have the tools right now to win right now. I believe that in my heart. I know that. I mean, I don't believe it. I know it. But are we even close to where I see that where my vision is for this program? I've never proclaimed that to be the case. And we have a lot of work to do. And it's something we are still, and we're always going to be, but we are in a situation right now that as a football team, as a staff, and as a group, as a program, we have to go and be prepared to roll up our sleeves every single day and go to work, because we're not near where we need to be. And in a lot of different aspects.
We're going on the road this week, maybe provide a better environment for this to happen, or would it make any difference?
I love playing at home, obviously. I'd like to play at home, but it's not the case this week, and we need to go out on the road and play well.
What about Fire, Bo? You played with fire, at least that's, when you played at Ohio State, you have exhibited fire.
How do you know? You weren't there.
My observation sometimes when I watch the team, just mine, I feel like I want to see a little more fire. I want to see somebody grab somebody. I want to see anger. I want to see a little more rage.
You ever watch Me on the Sideline?
players play.
No, it's our guys are playing hard. You know, you watch the film. The effort's there. Is there always instances? Yes. But that doesn't get it done. Technique, fundamentals, obviously want to, all those things, if somebody says that our team doesn't have fire, I disagree. And there's some guys I wish that I would, in some individual bases, I'd like to use a cattle prod on at times. You better believe it. But that's something that's part of the deal. You can say that about any football team. There are a lot of different personalities, and there's a lot of different ways of of the guys exhibit that type of thing. At the end of the day, it's about, you know, you can have some meek, mild-mannered guys, which I've been around, those guys that are off the field that, and, you know, they don't say a whole heck of a lot, but they're, you know, they play well. They play really well. And, you know, so it's all in the guy.
How about these last two games, are you worried about confidence level from individuals on Saturday? And if so, can you
somewhat, yeah, I'm always, yeah. I mean, especially with the negativity out there right now and those, I mean, that's natural. And, but yeah, you got to address it and you know, you gain confidence by having success, and that starts in practice. That starts in their level of preparation, and that's where it all begins. You gain confidence by performing at a certain level over and over and over consistently, and once again, that starts in practice. That starts in your level of preparation. It starts in your focus, all those.
Little technical difficulties here. Hopefully we'll get Bo Pelini back for you shortly. Stick with us a minute here. We're efforting as we speak. You were listening to Bo Pelini's press conference leading up to the Baylor game in Waco, Texas this
Pretty
Saturday.
Pretty lighthearted today. I figured he's not quite as aggressive as I thought he'd be.
Well, yeah, you expect him to come up and be very, for all the negativity that is surrounding this team and all the question marks, I guess, 8 turnovers. I guess there's one way to go about things, and that's to have a smile on your face and use some humor to get through it. Hopefully the team feels the same way, and we'll get through it and can play well on Saturday and put those things behind them. I'd still like somebody to ask about Niles Paul's psyche, to see what he is like. Article in Lincoln Journal Star today about Niles Paul and his uncle, Mon Green, calling him or texting him, saying, call me immediately, having a short memory and forgetting things and putting them behind you as there are several more games that come here and you can do several good things and maybe we'll forget about those few moments and whatnot. But I'd like to know how Coach Pelini thinks he's doing. You know, he's supposed to be one of your leaders on offense. Pick who you want on offense to be a leader. Zach Lee is not. All right? Anybody out there that thinks Zach Lee is a leader, you just haven't watched much football. You just haven't been around the game or paid very close attention to this team. Jacob Hickman, okay, they parade him up in front of the media. Not sure he's maybe the answer every Nebraska fan's looking for out there. Yeah, the center, maybe you're the leader on the offensive line. Maybe you can be the leader for that group. I still don't know many offensive linemen that are leaders of the whole offense. And I think we got Bo Pelini back for you, so we'll listen to Bo again here.
After the game, Cody wasn't ready. Where's he at? Where's he need to be ready?
Right? I probably was a bad word, you know, wrong way of saying it. You know, at the time, I thought, you know, I went into that football game, felt exactly, you know, given where we were, the whole situation, that Zach gave us the best opportunity to win the football game. Like I said, I thought that, you know, there are a lot of what ifs, right? You know, I mean, I thought that offensively, when you leave that many points out there and you have turnovers inside the 5-yard line, you know, we're not having that discussion today if that doesn't happen, but it did, and it obviously magnifies the situation that much more.
Well, got a couple follow-up questions from about 10 questions ago.
You guys are wearing me out today.
Very consistent as far as your mental toughness and so forth. So does anything stick out in your mind as far as an example or a couple examples of where maybe you guys weren't as mentally tough as you would like them to be?
Let me think for a second, Eric. You know, I guess I group mental toughness into a lot of different areas. Busted assignments. Losing your focus, putting your eyes in the wrong place. You know, there's many aspects of it. trying to think of a specific situation.
What about that, when you guys got down 14-0 against Texas Tech? Was that and you looked like you guys were kind of down at that point after the lateral got returned the other way. It looked like your sideline went dead.
I think they were a bit in shock for a second, but I don't think that, you know, I think our guys have been able to respond to adversity, you know, and I think mental toughness goes well beyond that. Well, mental toughness to me is being able to block out all the distractions and anything that's happening. And, you know, the hardest thing for a football player to do is to find that level of focus necessary to play great play after play after play, no matter what's happening to them. Be able to keep going to the next play, keep going to the next play, and to play 60 minutes of football. When you drift, your mind drifts for whatever, you lose your concentration for a second. That's when the difficult plays, that's when the things that really get you beat really creep up and get you. And that's probably, you know, I mean, that's probably what's hurt us the most. And, somebody, when you block a certain scheme a certain way over and over and over, and then for some reason you run the ball and somebody just doesn't, you just forget about what you did, forget about what you've been taught. Those kinds of things, you know, to me, all those things are wrapped up in the mental toughness. And it hurts us.
You had also mentioned something about the square peg in the round hole a while back.
Yeah.
Are you saying there? Is it a deal where you're saying that offensively you guys need to maybe be playing more to your players' strengths as opposed to a system?
Well, I think that's always the case. That's the case defensively too. As guys move along, and you know, you learn every year, whether no matter what's happening, as the season moves on, you know, you figure out, you know, about a little more about your football team as the season goes forward, and especially in a case where you have youth, and you start saying, okay, you know, is the season, you got to be able to move forward and keeping able to develop it. And your offense and build around the strengths that they've exhibited up to a certain point. And that's a weekly process that goes on, you know, on in every aspect of the game. Does that answer?
Yeah. Do you think that Roy's shoulder was hurting him more than maybe he let on Saturday? And how do you guard? I mean, how do you guard against players telling you they're okay and maybe they're not?
Well, I expect them to play like he's okay if he puts himself in the football game, period, end of story. And if you're hurt, you're hurt. If you're not, and you walk out there on the field, I expect you to give it up and to play the way we expect you to play.
Did you feel like he played tentatively?
Yes, I did.
Coach, are you and Watts on the same page as far as who should be your starting quarterback?
Yes, we are on the same page.
Coach, as fans, you kind of see a pass that's thrown behind a receiver, but are there other factors involved in it that maybe we don't see?
I'm sorry?
You know, as a fan, you see a ball that's thrown maybe behind a receiver, but are there other factors that we don't see, I guess, that may have played into that?
Well, if you watch closely, sometimes you can see. I mean, most of the time you can see it. I mean, you know, I mean, meaning sometimes a rush, you know, a guy bumping the quarterback's elbow, and obviously, you know, sometimes by the naked eye you don't see it, but usually on the highlights and things you can see it. And, you know, maybe an offensive tackle or guard getting pushed back into the quarterback's face, you know, as he's throwing the football and he can't step into his throw, all those things play a part in it.
Well, given where you guys want to go this season, right, you know, the talk is that your goals are still out there for you. But you guys in a must-win situation, though, this week, if you're going to get there?
Now, I look at the rest of them as must-win situations, and that's where you have to address. That's where you got to go after it. And it doesn't really change how we go about things. You know, we kind of take things week to week, day to day. keeps us on task, and that's always worked well for me and for the football teams I've been a part of.
You guys really good. If you guys don't win here, you're really going to need some help, aren't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you got to take care of your own. I always believe that. You got to take care of yourself, and you know, you win, and you don't have to worry about what's happening around you. And that's the attitude we take. And all I'm concerned with right now is Baylor. We got to get this next one. And believe me, our guys understand the urgency of the situation.
You want to ask us a question after?
No, that's fine. I want to know when you saw me play Ohio State.
Black and white film.
That's Coach Bo Pelini in his weekly press conference in Lincoln, talking mostly about 8 turnovers. And that's basically what the talk was about, was 8 turnovers. I don't know what else there was in there. I think we had one question that addressed Baylor. One question: how is Baylor's offense different without Robert Griffin in there to take care of it? One question about Baylor. One.
Were you surprised on Saturday, no matter how healthy Roy Helu was, and I think whoever asked the question, maybe 60% is all you can say Roy Helu is right now, and Sip maybe alluded to that a little bit. If he's 60% heading into that game, he fumbles the first time. Why is he back out there in the next possession? First of all, if you drop the ball, I mean, don't you go back to...
If you benched everybody that fumbled the football in the history of the NFL, then I guess you wouldn't have anybody that played.
But he talks about accountability and being accountable. As a leader, you don't drop the football.
Who said he was a leader?
Everybody's looking for a leader. I'm still looking for the leader on the offense. Who would be the leader on this offense? Is there one? It can't be Niles Lett.
Like you said, it's probably Jake Hickman. That's why they throw him out there in front of everybody. I don't know if Jake Hickman gets the respect of his teammates, you know, all of them, like a leader. We're not in the locker room. We're not at the practice field. We're not hanging out when football's not going on. That's where your leaders come from. Your leaders come from what's going on outside of football. You know that as an athlete, don't you? I mean, you played high school football.
Hello, yes, I did. And I know that when our running backs fumbled at Bertrand High.
Yeah, but right, when are you a leader? You're not the true leader is not the leader on the field. I mean, you got to be more than on the field for a leader. I mean, if Niles Paul and Jake Hickman don't hang out, or Roy Helu and Niles Paul don't hang out, or Zach Lee and you know, whoever doesn't hang out. I mean, I think that's where you get your leadership from. You got to be able to take care of business off the field too.
Fair enough. I just think, and I told you this yesterday. When you fumbled at Bertrand after practice, you were blindfolded. Coach Kubik took you to the local dojo, took a bamboo stick, and you did not know, but he hit you 200 times. You had to carry on the football. When you dropped the football, you got 200 more lashes. That's just what happened. But we were tougher back then than maybe they are at Nebraska. I don't know.
Is that what that is on your belly?
We didn't drop that. We didn't drop the ball. You don't drop the ball 8 times.
No. You only dropped it 5. The other 3 are picks, and one was a flute play that got rolled around for 75 rolls and ended up in the end zone. It's, I don't know. You just hope that you never see that again on a team that you're actually rooting
for. We're going to roll up Baylor.
Oh, yeah. I told you first thing Sunday.
We're going to roll up Baylor.
I said, I don't care what the points are. They can't set them high enough. Baylor is dead. They are done. This can't happen again. I'll tell you what, if it does, somebody loses a job. I mean, there's no in-the-middle stuff here, Tony. I mean, you can't go lose at Baylor, because if they do, somebody loses a job. Because it can't be that bad. And if it's that bad, and you're the one that's, you know, not the finger point the thumb, you know, then, well, somebody's gone. Because, let's face it, half the season, we're at that halfway mark. There's still some, as I said, Dabo Swinney got the job at Clemson midway through the season last year and went to the Gator Bowl. Not that that's the greatest thing in the world, but things can be turned around. We'll take a break and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got a thought about what Bo had to say, the Coach Pelini, fire it off to the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Troy, Troy Polamalu, Bob Bach here from Sports Notes. Can I have a minute?
Hold on. Let me take my helmet off.
Oh, my. Troy, your hair.
Well, Bob, since you asked, I use Head & Shoulders. It's for more than just dandruff.
Troy, I wasn't asking about
hair. Head & Shoulders does seven great things for my scalp and hair.
Actually, Troy, I'd really prefer to just talk about the game.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you?
No.
Head & Shoulders, seven benefits in one bottle. Respect the scalp, get the hair. Official shampoo of the NFL.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelke Heating and Air.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Doctors Owen and Conley have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area this afternoon with high temperatures of around 60. South winds will remain gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop back to 38 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Anything else on the Bo Pelini press conference that you want to comment on, Daddy?
No, I just wish he'd came out and say that Cody Green is starting on Saturday, but other than that, no.
Well, he's not.
We'll see.
He's not.
I'm just betting you out of spite, because I know he should be. If Bo Pelini seriously thinks Zachary gives you a chance to win at Baylor, he's nuts.
Well, let's go to Nick in Pleasanton, who says, I'm sick of hearing Nebraska fans are the best fans in all of college football. What that really means is the best fans towards the opposing team. Look at Husker Nation now. Everyone's smarter than Bo. Watson and Joe Blow in Section 39 should be calling the plays. Oh, is he talking to you, Tony? Why do we not give our staff time? Why? Because Husker fan is all about now, now, now. Well, I am all for the necessary changes, but let them do their job. Nick not seeking the offensive coordinator job in Lincoln. Thanks, Nick.
Fair enough, Nick.
Yeah, you want a one-year wonder, Tony, or do you want a program?
That's why Green has got to be your quarterback. That's exactly right. That is my whole point. You build for the future. Everything is steering. Zach Lee's not the future, Doug. You just said it.
I'm talking about the coaches.
We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah! You just proved the whole point. The season's already a mess.
For 4 weeks, you couldn't put the right words on it, and just out of the blue, I proved the point.
Out of the blue.
Again, the
intelligence. You've come around.
Intelligence factor is
you. You proved the whole deal. Hey, man, I'm taking vacation the rest of the week. Thank you. My work here is done, people. Good Lord willing.
I'll ask you right now, will you watch 1 minute of the game Saturday? Because I know the answer.
Yes, I will watch 1 minute of the game.
And you'll leave? As soon as Zach Lee trots out onto the field, you'll turn it off?
probably as soon as he throws the first pick over the middle. Okay. Hey, after the eighth screen passes, he throws for complete for 9 total yards.
Thanks for all the emails today, folks. Thanks to Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow, definitely more high school football talk. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Our weekly Loper Link, UNK Athletic Director John McBride joins us in studios. Both the football and the volleyball ranked in the top 10. Basketball season ready to get underway as well, Daddy.
Hey, we'll see you about 22 and a half hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thanks so much, Doug, for the greatest point of the season.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.